Hello dear children, welcome to the 7th module of class 9th chapter 1 Matter in Our Surroundings. So children, can you name the topics which we had discussed in previous module? Yes, right answer. We discussed about sublimation, deposition and liquefaction of gases. So first, who will tell me that what do we mean by sublimation? Means you have to tell me the definition of sublimation. Yes, your answer is right. It is the process by which a solid directly changes to gas upon heating. Very good. My next question is, name the process reverse of sublimation. Means you have to name the process by which a gas directly changes to solid upon cooling. Yes, your answer is correct. That is referred as a deposition. One more question. Children, what do you mean by dry ice? What is dry ice? Yes, very good. Solid carbon dioxide is known as dry ice and we obtain it by compressing and cooling ordinary carbon dioxide gas. Very good. So students, till now we discussed that three states of matter can be converted into one another by processes like melting, boiling, condensation, freezing, sublimation and deposition. So to represent this interconversion of states of matter in a short and convenient form, we can use a simple flowchart which we often refer as states of matter triangle. So children, by using this simple flowchart, you can depict that how a solid changes to liquid, how a liquid changes to gas, how a gas changes to solid and vice versa. So, this flowchart is popularly known as states of matter triangle. So, children, is it like that we always need to heat or change pressure for changing the state of matter? Means, we had discussed till now that when we heat a solid, it becomes a liquid. When we heat a liquid, it becomes vapor. And when we compress a gas, it becomes a liquid. So, my question is it possible for a substance to change its state at room temperature? Say for example, is it possible for a liquid to change into vapor without reaching its boiling point? Yes, it is possible. And it happens during the process of evaporation. And I am pretty sure that the word evaporation is not new to you. I hope you all remember the disappearing trick of water which we had discussed in class 6th. So children, you all might have noticed that when water left uncovered in a vessel, then its level gradually decreases. And there we also see that there is no apparent cause of heating the water. Then why the level of water in the vessel is decreasing? It is decreasing because some water in the vessel is changing into water vapors and these water vapors go and mix with the air. And children, the same process we call as evaporation. So, what is evaporation? The process of liquid changing into vapor even below its boiling point is called evaporation. So, when water is changing into water vapor at any temperature below 100 degrees Celsius, then we will say that water is undergoing evaporation. Now students, we see evaporation in our daily life. For example, the wet clothes dry due to evaporation of water present in them. Rainwater puddles, which we see in rainy season, they also dry up because of evaporation of water. And the best example is the common salt, which we use as important ingredient of our food, is also recovered from sea water by the process of evaporation. So, a liquid can change into its vapor below its boiling point, and this happens during the process of evaporation. So, children, how does evaporation occur? Means, how does this happen that a liquid changes into its vapor below its boiling point? So, what happens is that some particles in a liquid always have more kinetic energy than the others. So, even when a liquid is well below its boiling point, some of its particles have enough energy to break the forces of attraction between the particles and escape from the surface of the liquid in the form of a vapor or a gas. And once they are getting changed into vapor, we call that evaporation is occurring. So here, children, you might have noticed that I talked about only few particles which are present at the surface of the liquid. Now, since particles present at the surface of the liquid and only those particles which possess high kinetic energy, they gradually changes to vapor form. That's why evaporation is referred as a surface phenomenon, because the particles which are present at the surface and having high kinetic energy will only get changed to vapor state at room temperature. Now let's see that what are the some important factors which affect evaporation. So, these important factors are temperature, surface area, humidity, and wind speed. Now let's discuss in detail one by one that how each of this factor affects the rate of evaporation. So first factor is temperature. So the rate of temperature determines the rate of evaporation. Means the rate of evaporation increases on increasing the temperature of the liquid. In other words, we can say that the rate of evaporation of a liquid increases on heating. Why it is so? When the temperature of a liquid is increased by heating it, then more particles of the liquid get enough kinetic energy to go into the vapor or gaseous state. And this increases the rate of evaporation. It means, children, how can we increase the rate of evaporation of a particular liquid? By increasing its temperature or by heating it. And rate of evaporation of a liquid becomes maximum at its boiling point. Now the next factor is surface area. So, larger the surface area, higher the rate of evaporation, and smaller the surface area, then lower will be the rate of evaporation. So, if the surface area of a liquid exposed to the air is increased, the rate of evaporation of the liquid increases. Say, for example, if water is kept in a test tube and in a china dish, then the water kept in the china dish will evaporate more rapidly. But why rate of evaporation increases on increasing surface area? It is because, children, On increasing surface area, number of molecules exposed to surface for evaporation will also increase, and more particles will have chance of escaping into vapor state. Say, for example, in our daily life, we spread out the washed wet clothes while drying to increase their surface area for the rapid evaporation of water present in them, and the same leads to quicker drying of wet clothes. Similarly, hot tea can be sipped easily from a saucer rather than a cup because saucer has large surface area, which leads to faster evaporation and tea becomes cool faster. Now, the next factor is humidity. So first, let's define that what do we understand by the term humidity. So, the amount of water vapor present in air is called humidity. So, let's see how it affects rate of evaporation. So, children, when the humidity of air is low, then the rate of evaporation is high and water evaporates more readily. But when the humidity of air is high, then the rate of evaporation is low and water evaporates very slowly. So, when humidity of air is low, rate of evaporation increases. So, under these conditions, sweat from our body evaporates readily and we feel cool and comfortable. Similarly, the wet clothes dry quickly under the conditions of low humidity of air. But children, when the humidity of air is high, then rate of evaporation will be low. So, water will evaporate very slowly. Same thing happens in the later part of summer. In the later part of summer, the humidity of air increases. People sweat a lot in such weather, but the sweat from our bodies does not evaporate readily because of high humidity, and such weather becomes muggy, which we refer as damp, and we feel hot and uncomfortable. And this type of weather is also experienced during cloudy days in the rainy season and also in areas which are very close to the sea. And students, same reason stands true for the question that why wet clothes take a long time to dry when the humidity of air is high. Now, the last factor which affects the rate of evaporation is wind speed. So, children, the rate of evaporation of a liquid increases with increasing wind speed. But question comes, why? It is because when the speed of wind increases, the particles of water vapor move away with the wind, decreasing the amount of water vapors in the surroundings. So, this increases the rate of evaporation of water. So, students, you might have noticed that the washed wet clothes dry very quickly on a windy day. Why? Because evaporation is faster due to the high speed of the wind. So, students, we can conclude that rate of evaporation can be increased by increasing temperature, increasing surface area, decreasing humidity, and increasing wind speed. So, children, we discussed about evaporation and the various factors which affect the rate of evaporation. And students, this topic evaporation and factors affecting evaporation in itself is a very important topic. And almost every year we get one question from the topic of evaporation. So that's all about for this module. I hope you enjoyed the session. Now few left topics we'll discuss in next module. Till then, take care. Bye.